Okay, so we have Lucy McNiven with us right now. She is the president of the Canadian Junior Shorthorn Association, and the association having an event here in Saskatoon this weekend, a show and a big sale of various products. And I guess that is a big fundraiser for your association. So maybe tell us what's going to be happening on Saturday.
Yeah, so Saturday at 8 p.m. is our live auction sale. So in that sale, we have about 25 lots of both genetics, frozen genetics, and services that people have provided for us to auction off.
Why is the sale so important?
So the sale is so important because it gives us a chance to raise money for our junior association, to put events like this show on, and we have a conference in the spring, too, where we talk to industry professionals. We need money to do these activities and to support our juniors. So the breeders and, you know, everybody who's donated to the sale has been great so that we can make a little bit of money.
Now, where is this taking place? And if you're not in Saskatoon, can you still tune into the sale?
Yeah, so this is taking place at 8 o'clock on Saturday night at the Sandman Hotel. And yes, if you're not in Saskatoon, it'll be broadcasted on DLMS. So, you know, feel free to tune in, and we look forward to your support.
So great to have you here in Saskatchewan. Tell us a little bit about your operation or your farm, your family farm out in that Ontario area. Where is it, and do you have a lot of shorthorns?
So I come from a beef and cash crop farm in central Ontario. So that's about an hour and a half north of Toronto. And I just have a small purebred herd of shorthorns, about 15 cows. And then we have the rest of our cows are Simmental Angus crosses. But we truthfully believe in those shorthorns. So we're trying to grow those numbers as best we can slowly.
Yeah. Why do you like the shorthorns?
We find the shorthorns really work well in our market. We being so close to Toronto, we have a lot of people that come to our farm. We sell beef to right to the consumer. So that marbling and the docility of shorthorns is great for our operation.
Are you going to be participating in the event this weekend yourself in the show ring? And did you bring an animal out here?
So, yes, I am going to be participating. I was lucky enough to work with a breeder in Saskatchewan to hook me up with some animals so that I could participate in the showmanship and confirmation aspects of our show this year.
Okay. So is this a great opportunity for young people across the country to get together and, exchange information, but to socialize as well?
Yeah, being part of a breed association is an impeccable opportunity for anyone, kind of coming up in the cattle industry. You meet people from all over the country, and you get a chance to have a social time with them, and you're competing with them, but at the end of the day, everybody's great friends, and it's great to have those contacts from across the country.
Don't get to talk to people from Ontario too much, especially from the rural part of Ontario. What's the weather out there been like this year, and what are like hay conditions and crops looking like out there?
Yeah, so in true Ontario fashion, we've had quite a bit of rain this year. It seems like every third day we're getting 10 mils of rain. So we're a little bit behind on our hay this year, but we're catching up here slowly. And we just had most of our wheat come off. So the yields are looking pretty good there. And our corn is shaping up to look like a good yield this year too. So hopefully we can keep that up, but a little bit more sunshine would be nice.
Anything else that we should know about the event coming up this week?
I think we've pretty much covered it, but like Roy said, we really want to thank our sponsors and everybody that's donated to our show. It's a really big help, and we look forward to a great event.
And of course, everything's open to the public. If somebody's just in the city, just wants to take a quick look, they can drop on by Prairieland.
Yeah, of course. We love talking to spectators and and teaching people about agriculture. So feel free to stop by, and we will have a great chat with you about our genetics or whatever we can help with.
Great, Lucy. Thank you.